magnificent sandcastle.
It's not a sandcastle, Miss Claythorne. It's a fortress.
It's very impressive.
This is the moat, and this is the keep, and these are the soldiers inside.
They need a drawbridge. Here, use my bookmark.
No, they don't want a drawbridge.
Don't be rude, Simon. They need to march out to battle, don't they?
No, they have to stay inside.
Why?
They're scared.
What of? What are they scared of, Simon?
They're scared of me.
Oh, you've ruined it now.
It was silly anyway. Little kid stuff. I want to swim out to the rock.
I know you do.
Can I, Miss Claythorne?
No, you're not allowed.
I could have done it just now, whilst you were off kissing my stepbrother.
I was not kissing Hugo, Mr. Hamilton. Don't tell lies.
Can I swim out to the rock? Miss Claythorne, can I?
And Then There Were None, by Agatha Christie. Adapted for radio by Joy Wilkinson.
Evening Standard, Dancing Annex, MPs meet. Evening Standard, France declares state of siege.
1240, the Penzance is now departing from platform 4. Calling at Reading, Taunton, Exeter, Dicklehaven, Plymouth, Midgard.
Captain Philip Lombard. Last minute as ever, but cool as you like, strolling down platform 4. He's caught lions and tigers and men with machetes, so he won't break a sweat for a train.
This there, the 1240 to Penzance.
Watch and pray, young man. Watch and pray.
No time for that, old man.
The day of judgment is very close.
Close to you, maybe. Excuse me.
Watch and pray.